Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy fall. I don't know about you, but here in Maine, the leaves are falling, and, you know, it shouldn't be too much longer before the snow starts falling, too, by the feel of it outside. It looks really sunny, and then you step outside, and it's like 40 degrees. How about you guys in Minnesota, or as I call it, Minnesota, where I'm also from? We have Carrie. We're gonna wing it. We actually don't have Kaylin Rosenberg with us this morning, this afternoon, because Kaylin's plane didn't quite land in time for the show. But we have two representatives from her office. We have Gwen Vedder and Carrie Kruger. Did I get your names both right?
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Hi. Is it cold there today? Yeah, everybody thinks Minnesota and snow and ice and things like that. Have you got anything like that going on just yet?
It's a gorgeous fall day here. The sun is shining and the leaves are turning, and it's an amazing fall. October is one of the beautiful months here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been back there sometimes with my kids trick-or-treating in snow, though. So I don't. Do you think
that's true?
Do you think it's going to snow
you
there
never
this
know.
Year early, or do you think it's going to hold off until, you know, like December or anything like that? What's the feel there? Is it? I haven't talked to my parents today, so I have no idea what the temperature is like. They always tell me. Is it just 40?
Well, we had some snowflakes a few days ago. But nothing stuck, and hopefully we'll make it through the month of October with no snow.
Okay, that's good.
November is another story.
It's good karma out there for all those little trick-or-treaters who don't want to put coats on over their costumes. Anyway, I want to just draw everybody's attention to your website before we get started, because I know a lot of people listen to us live from their computer. So it's lovearchitects.com that you can go to and see all about Kaylin and her group and Gwen and Carrie. And we're gonna talk about Kaylin and everything that's going on at the Love Architects here in just a minute. But I do want to let people know I do have the chat room going live. And also, if you want to call and ask a question, the phone number is 714-868-0220. And what we're going to do, Gwen, we're going to retape the show probably. Do you want to do that with Kaylin or just reschedule?
Yes, we'll reschedule and we'll retape with Kaylin, hopefully sometime next week or the week after.
Okay, awesome. So Carrie, maybe we could start with you. Tell us who you are and what you do there at Love Architects.
My name is Carrie Kruger, and I am the lead love architect here. I've been here for 3 years studying with Kaylin, who came up with the concept of love architecture. So it's love and life design, and we work with not only singles. We're known for our work with singles and elite matchmaking, although we don't really love the term matchmaking because we do so much more. We also work with families, singles, married, teenagers. So it's really about living the best life you can and really getting in touch with who you are, where you've been, and where you want to go.
So what's a love coach do? I see love coach.
Yeah. So we have lots of roles here, and we have a great team. Kaylin is, of course, the expert. She's our master love architect and love coach on Lovetown USA, which was just on Oprah Winfrey Network. Mm-hmm. But a love coach really is a listener. It's somebody who learns about someone from the heart, not only where they came from, their childhood, their early love experiences, also their current situation. Where are they and where do they want to go and how do we help them get there? So it's about being really authentic and real and sharing who you are and where you get hung up and then learning how to get to where you want to go in love and life.
Now, does part of this mean loving yourself, or is this strictly matchmaking, where you're trying to
absolutely
get married or find a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever?
Yeah, well, we like to say if we're matchmakers at all, we're matchmakers with people and themselves, because really the foundation of relationships is really knowing who you are and loving yourself. And it sounds, you know, so cliche, but I think we really need to look at who we are and where we come from. And again, you know, what are our heart wounds and what are our goals and dreams? And we have to be mindful of, again, you know, where can we get hung up in relationships and how can we really get intimate with people, you know, not in a sexual way, but in a way that we're really ourselves, we really show up as who we are, and we're able to really fully connect with other people. And, you know, that's, of course, in love, but also in families and friendships, in work relationships. So we're, again, about getting real with oneself and really learning to love oneself. And Kayla and I both took some master's certification coursework by Dr. Brenda Schaefer, who teaches about love and relationships. And that's kind of the root of where we get our philosophy from.
And, you know, I was just going to ask you a little bit about, you know, for somebody married, you know, for example, me, I've been married for 14 years. I have four kids. My parents have been married for, gosh, almost 40 years. Why would somebody married listen to this show, or what would they benefit from going to thelovearchitects.com?
Well, we do things for married couples. One of the things we can do is marriage tune-ups, marriage maintenance, marriage restoration. I've been married myself for almost 24 years, and I've got four kids, and I know what it's like. I'm sure you can relate where, you know, marriage is, it's a work of art, and it's life's work. It's a decision sometimes. I mean, we don't always connect. We grow, we change, we learn, and we have to really pay attention to that relationship and why we fell in love with someone. And many days it's a decision. You know, I think in our culture, it's easy to throw away marriage and move on if it doesn't fill you up. I think that's really an unfortunate concept going around in our society. And, you know, we see it in Hollywood and all the other magazines where, you know, people just don't stick. And, of course, there's always reasons, you know, that relationships sometimes need to come to an end. But really, for most of us in relationships, you know, we need to really work on ourselves and spend time together and, again, build off of our strengths as a couple. You know, I know, you know, we're going to be empty nesters here pretty soon, and all of a sudden my husband and I are looking at each other going, okay, what's next? What do we like to do? hockey games are over, and we've been hockey parents forever, and now we can watch our kids, you know, play college hockey. But, you know, what's our new hobby? What's our new time together? What are we all about? What's our new passion? What's our mission?
That's what happened in our house the other day too. We've got our kids, our boys are 11, 13, 15, and 17. And for my birthday, the kids and my husband always take me to the fair here. And This is the first year where the kids haven't wanted to be around us. Like, our friends are here. Bye.
Right.
Like, well, let me know how you want to spend my birthday. It's hysterical. So I'm sitting there with my husband, and I are like, okay, honey, which rides are we going on? It was hilarious. But we had no kids around us for the whole night, so I totally get it. But and you made a really good point, too, and that's that people, you know, marriage, some people are, you know, just give up and get divorced, and for whatever reason, sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad. But to really stick that out over the long haul, you really have to grow and change with people. It's almost like a skill to learn to grow and change. Because I know here in our house, we never predicted that my husband would have both of his hips replaced 2 years ago, for example. And, you know, when faced with something, especially like illness or anything, maneuvering that goes on to, you know, work through that. And not everything is like some Hollywood movie.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, there's bits of joy and there's bits of sadness, but a lot of it's just, you know, everyday stuff. And, you know, how do we really savor those relationships and make the most out of living life and being true partners? And, you know, I always, you know, when I'm kind of feeling in the doldrums with my husband, I think, gosh, someday we're going to be grandparents and we're going to be so glad that we hung in there and we, you know, made it through this, and, you know, it's good for our kids and, you know, to see that friendship. And, you know, life changes as you get older. But I think, you know, if you can keep your passions alive and always evolve in a way as a couple to really enjoy time together, that's just really important. And, you know, going back to what you said about couples, You know, I would say most couples Kaylin has worked with in marriage design, they come in here on two sides of the couch, and she's really able to work with most of them, you know, to get back in touch with who they are and what they want, and they become a team again. It's really exciting. It's one of the most gratifying things I know that she loves to do. And I will also say that, you know, many couples we've talked to in the love design process, you know, singles now looking to, you know, find their mate again, people who are re-singled, I guess you could use that word, you know, they kind of wish they would have given it a better shot. They wish they would have done more. They wish they would have hung in there. They wish they would have tried harder. And sometimes when we see the wrong therapist, the wrong counselor, we can think we've done everything we can, but I think if you have that seed in you just really wondering, you know, is this the end, or could we try another avenue? So I think love coaching is really awesome because it doesn't focus on ruminating about, you know, whose fault something is, and, you know, and there's a really great place for therapy and counseling. I'm not dissing that, but I think the important thing is to really build on the strengths and to kind of recreate, or, you know, give that marriage a tune-up, try to really restore, you know, some of the things that happen that make us grow apart as couples.
So I'm on your website again. For those listening, it's thelovearchitects.com. I got that wrong. It's not Love Architects. There's a word love there in the beginning of it. But I'm looking at your love team. And you guys, number one, you guys are so adorable, all of you. You are so cute. But I wanted to know if we could bring in our next guest. Gwen, are you still with us there on the phone?
I am. I'm with you.
I love this. You're a former client. Oh, and you've been married 21 years. And
yes.
Adorable. Talk more about that for us, because that's just
well,
precious.
Michael, my husband Michael came to Kaylin in January of 2010. We had experienced some sadness and some trauma in our marriage. My husband's sister had passed away in November of 2007 from breast cancer. And as a lot of you know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's a really difficult thing for families to go to. And she lived very close to us, and so we experienced her breast cancer and spent a couple of years going through chemotherapy and radiation, supporting her emotionally, her husband, and her two young children. And it's quite ironic. My husband and his sister were both given up for adoption at birth, and they were reunited in 1993. We did a search for his birth mother and found his birth mother and father. They were together, and they have been together now for over 30 years. But they had two children and gave them both up for adoption. They are a biracial couple, and in the 60s, it was kind of what happened. And so we were fortunate to be reunited with Kim, and in 2005, she purchased a home four blocks away from us so that she could get to know her brother Michael, my husband, and our children. And we were very blessed to have her for those 2 years. And Michael realized in January of 2010, you know, he was still really grieving, you know, the death of his sister and not really having the opportunity to get to know her the way that he wanted to, and that it was affecting him in other areas of his life. And we became empty nesters in 2010, and we came to Kaylin for the marriage tune-up. And it was an amazing experience. I am very grateful and thankful that he took the steps on his own to come to her by himself and then introduced me to Kaylin. And here we are, you know, 2.5 years later. And, you know, for any of you who are married or in a long-term relationship, you know that there's always going to be those bumps and curves in your road. And when you can have that unconditional regard and love for one another and really understand who each other is and that we all go through things and work through them differently. And that was the most important piece of advice that Kaylin gave to Michael and I, was trust the process. It is a process, and each of you will go through it in your own way, in your own time. And I think for us, that has been such beneficial information, and the marriage restoration and tune-up process was a really great experience, and I recommend it to anyone that's out there struggling. It's really important to get to know each other again, to go on those dates, to be patient, and show that unconditional regard and unconditional love for one another.
Like my husband having to go to the fair with me and look at all the cows, because I'm like, I love cows. There were so many cows there. He's like, oh, my God, that's unconditional love right there, looking at cows at a fair. I'm kidding, of course, and I know you mean it more deeper than that. But, you know, there are so many aspects to, you know, being married. Now, we're focusing on the marriage part, but unconditional love is a huge, huge thing. As part of all of it, because like you said, people grow and change and do all sorts of crazy wild stuff during their lifetime, and you know, who would predict half of the stuff that happens to you when you get married, or that you do, or you know, the journey is, if you know, I know in 14 years we've gone through so many different things, amazing things. We've moved all the way across the country. We've, you know, just a ton of different stuff. It's neat to go through life with somebody by your side. It's a lot of fun, but I want to go back to Kaylin for a minute here, and one of the things I hear in both of your voices is such deep love for her. I was wondering if you could talk about her a little bit, and I don't love to talk about people when they're not here, but we can't,
right.
We can't help it, so let's just talk about her a little bit and what she's all about, if you don't mind.
Well, she's a dynamo. She is a creative force. She has a gift with people. She's been at self-improvement coaching, love design for some time, 17 years, and I know she's put together hundreds of marriages and touched thousands of people's lives, so it's really a labor of love for her, and I think it's evolved over time. She used to be a model and realized what a disconnect there was with young models, and again, focusing on the outer beauty and, you know, always worried about their weight and being perfect and how hard people are on themselves. And she realized she had a gift for coaching young women. And it kind of went from there. And then she started coaching men and women, and then she started putting them together. So it really just evolved organically in her life. And I think her top gift is her love for people and her intuition. She had a really interesting childhood, and she really relied on her grandparents to be her rock. And I think, you know, I think she really thinks it's important that everybody has a rock, whether it's, you know, your parents or somebody in your life that, you know, you can really rely on to be your cheerleader and your source of unconditional love. She's got a deep faith, and she, you know, she prays regularly, and she, you know, wants the best for people here at the firm and her clients. So she's got a huge heart, and she's again very creative, and I think that's what Oprah really saw in her, her love for people and her joy in her heart. She's got a big heart. So but it's interesting working around here. There's you know, she's very gifted but very much an artist, so we're always you know, chasing big ideas and trying to bottle her a little bit and try to figure out how to best serve this world and our clients. So it's an exciting place to work.
Yep, definitely. Now, I'm looking under our services on your website, just, you know, find
yep.
love. Let's go to single folks for a minute. If you're single and
yeah.
listening to this show, what's the next step?
Well, we'd love to talk to you. So you can either put, you know, call us, our number is on the website on the homepage. We actually have an offering for fall for people who want to be considered for matches for our clients. We start with an online questionnaire. We do a really nice job assessing people, again, just as a whole, who are they, where they come from, what do they want, and then we go from there based on our program. So, you know, you can be considered as a match for one of our clients, or you can become a client. So it's there's a really nice way to be involved with our firm in many different ways.
So it doesn't matter if you're male or female.
Right, male or female. Some matchmakers don't work with women. We work with women, and we have a lot of really incredible women, but we also work with really great men too.
Okay. And what does it, you know, for people not familiar with this at all, because, you know, a lot of people are you know, online at various dating services and so forth. Maybe they haven't thought of this. What do you
sure.
do? Is there something you fill? Is there an online profile you fill out? Is there a phone number you call? How do you get involved with you?
Right. So you would call our offices and talk to our Vice President of Client Relations, Michelle. And that number is 952-544-5683. We also have a 1-800 number and a Get Started Today on the top of our site where you can fill out a questionnaire if you're single. And, you know, we're not a dating service. We pride ourselves in really looking at the whole person. I mean, our goal is to, you know, match people with their soulmates. But, again, I think starting from who is someone really and how do they operate in the world. And, again, their upbringing is so important. Not that, you know, you are your upbringing, but it's important when we put people together they know how to relate to each other. And they also know, you know, maybe they could complement each other and maybe, you know, where some of their, you know, just, I don't know, just maybe heart issues might be. So we put, you know, people really with their priorities, faith, you know, social things, you know, entertainment, values, politics, anything that's super important to people, we want to really look at and have it be part of the picture. But we also want people to trust us. We're experts. We've been doing this for a long time. And you can't be a perfectionist and you can't, you know, expect that you're going to, you know, get exactly what's on your list. This isn't Build-A-Bear Workshop, we like to say. This is real life. These are people with hearts and, you know, experiences. And we're looking for a complement. We're looking for that other piece. We're not looking to fill people up with each other. We're looking to, you know, partner people and make them better and make them their best selves.
Yeah, you know, I love this, too. There's a code of ethics posted here on the website. Why is it important to have a code of ethics, and what is your code of ethics? What does that mean?
Well, the dating service industry, you know, it's a little bit dicey. There's been some issues in the past and, you know, many people who prey on people and, you know, take a lot of money from people and then, you know, just give them, you know, dates or matches that really aren't relevant at all. So we want to make sure that we are really doing our due diligence, doing background checks. We make it a point to let people know that we're in a contract with each other. We're partners. So we expect things from you as a client, and you should expect things from us, you know, as love coaches. So it's really important, I think, to have really good standards, to tell the truth, to do the best you can for your clients, and to really, you know, look at who they are and, you know, authentically match them with people who are relevant. And, you know, there's no guarantees in life. You know, we're not magicians. We can't pull rabbits out of hats, unfortunately. I would love to match everybody right away. But sometimes it's about timing and patience. And there's lessons in waiting and organizing your life and really calling out, you know, what exactly you're looking for and organizing your life that way. I think, you know, people are responsible, too, when they work with us to really look at who they are and to really get ready for love and expect the best.
Yeah. In an effort to really help somebody who might be listening right now, how do you know if you're ready for this type of service? Are there any signs or signals or you know, thought patterns or anything to pay attention to where you say, you know what, I think this might work for me?
Sure. Well, it's really nice, too, for the people that, you know, feel like they might be a little hung up yet, we can do coaching. That's a really great piece of it, and then move into matchmaking once somebody's ready. But I think, you know, to really feel you're in a healthy, happy place, you love yourself, you can make a list of things that you just think, you know, wow, I love this about myself. And, you know, another thing, too, is to, you know, to have closure, you know, on some of the experiences that make us who we are or, you know, an attempt at that closure. It might not be exactly what we want, but, you know, feeling healed, feeling ready, feeling like you can step up being your authentic self and give yourself to somebody else fully without putting up roadblocks or sabotaging. That's one thing we see a lot of. People think they're ready and out of fear or you know, heart wounds, they will put up boundaries, walls that will sabotage new relationships. So it's really important that people, you know, are really honest with themselves or and tell the truth in our assessment process, you know, because we can help as coaches as well, which is the beauty of what we do.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious, just to add a little tiny bit of humor to the show, because love's a pretty serious topic and stuff, but I'm just taking a break for a minute and just being funny. Do sisters and brothers in your group there, do any of you have sisters and brothers, and did any of you spend time like trying to match like a friend to a brother or a friend to a sister? I mean, where does this all start? How do you know, I know that's what I'm going to do, I'm going to match up people, and, you know, where does it come from? Do you know what I mean? Did anybody?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah,
right,
it's
I mean,
crazy.
I'm in the middle of 11 kids. And, you know, my friends always tried to, you know, date my brothers or whatever. You know, was there any of that that went on?
Oh, my goodness. That's fun. I haven't thought about that. I came from a big family, and I was sandwiched between brothers. And I know there were plenty of girls that would come over to my house that were not really interested in being my friend.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I'm just wondering if any one of you in your love team spent your entire childhood, you know, like really doing this. Only it was brother, don't date my brother, don't date my sister, don't, you know, kind of thing.
Right. Or in my children's case, I have one boy and three girls, and he was, you know, he was a hockey player, so he knew who was who at the high school, and he wouldn't let anybody date his sisters. So that's the other side of that, I guess. But, you know,
funny.
I did a fair amount of maneuvering in high school. And, you know, sometimes if you know you're a connector, you're a connector. You know, if you like to be part of a crowd, you like to enjoy all kinds of different people. You can get yourself in trouble, though, if you, you know, matching good friends and family. It can come back to bite you. But
can't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You lose a friend and family all in one.
Yeah. Right. I've actually matched, you know, family members with friends, and now I have my friends as my family members, you know, in my personal life. So that's the good side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I love this in your code of ethics that you pledge to uphold a divorce policy, not matching any client who's been divorced less than 6 months, preferably 1 year, allowing them time to heal. Now, I've been divorced once about, you know, 15 years ago or so. And can you explain why that's so critical? Because sometimes when people get it seems like to me, like sometimes when people get divorced, they're just right out there looking for dating and love and all this stuff right off the bat. And it's like, whoa.
Right.
Why is that so important to slow down when you've been divorced?
That's a really good question. And, you know, the other thing about that is that it takes a long time to get divorced these days. So people are out dating while they're going through divorce, you know, whether it's custody battles or, you know, real estate questions or all that stuff. I mean, it can take, you know, in my experience, up to a couple of years to get a divorce. And then the financial piece, too, where people are living together because they can't afford two homes. So it's dicey, and you have to really guard your heart. And I would say none of our clients want to date someone newly divorced because they're afraid of the rebound effect. And I think there's some real truth to that. I think, you know, people are looking to feel better. They're looking to if you've been with someone, it's hard to be alone, and it's not fun. It's nice to have a companion. So I think what happens is maybe we fall for the first comfortable thing, which maybe isn't the healthiest thing. So, and I get it. I mean, you know, I understand. I've seen it. It's human nature to, you know, want to connect and to feel better. But I think ultimately, you know, for a relationship to have the chance to succeed, you know, you've really got to do your work and find out who you are on your own after that divorce. And, you know, I would advise coaching, counseling. There's divorce care classes in communities. I think it's a really important piece to just step back, reevaluate, and, you know, take accountability. Where was I involved here, and how did this happen, and what could I do differently, or what do I want to work on? Mm-hmm. And then really, you know, spend time you know, doing things you love, finding a new passion, you know, just reconnecting with the self. Because, again, if we don't stop and look, you know, what happened or what's going on and heal, what happens is we tend to repeat what happened in that relationship again. So, again, we want the best for people. We don't want to just, you know, put people together and create more pain in the world. We want people to really get refocused, recentered, you know, look at that foundation of what they're going to build their next relationship on. And, I know it's inconvenient and it's hard, but taking that time for yourself is just really key.
Yeah. Now, can we talk about Oprah for a little bit? Because that's pretty neat.
Sure,
You know, that seems like everybody's grand goal in life is to be recognized by Oprah. And it sounds like Kaylin's done that. And what does that mean? What has she done? And what's happening?
Right. So it is. It's interesting. You know, I've been with Kaylin for several years, and we were looking at different TV show concepts. And, you know, Oprah Winfrey Network was one of those networks that kept, you know, coming around and, you know, thinking about talking about a show. And when the opportunity arose, Kaylin went that direction. There was another strong possibility. And, you know, I think, you know, we have such a reverence for Oprah, and of course, you know, she's human, and you know, her network has been an adventure, and adventure for our firm as well. You know, it's no secret that it's been a bumpy road there, but working with BBC and Oprah, I think, has been an awesome experience. I think one of Kaylin's highlights is having Oprah give her a hug and say, you know, you have such a beautiful heart, and to pick her out of, you know, thousands of people that they looked at for this Lovetown USA show was really, I would say, a personal highlight, you know, of her life. So Oprah's an incredible spirit. She's a huge
great
heart
energy.
Once again.
She's
kind of like Kaylin in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, just this amazing energy, and not to get too new agey, but kind of an aura. I mean, she's got this energy that's really incredible. So, you know, I think it's really a rubber stamp on saying, you know what, yeah, I've really done something here, and I've the 17 years of working with people has really, you know, paid off in that, you know, I get to, you know, work on this concept with, you know, one of my, you know, somebody that I've really looked up to, you know, and idolized,
absolutely.
And we're all human, so I hate to say idolized, but, you know, I mean, she's a big deal, and so it's been really fun and exciting, and the whole Lovetown USA project, it started as a dating show, and it became more of a love experiment in this town. And I went down to do some of the casting with BBC and Kaylin, and it was fascinating running around Jacksonville and Georgia, Kingsland, you know, connecting with people, you know, and trying to find out, you know, who is single and, you know, having, you know, possible lead characters and then trying to find several matches for them. It was really a trip, and it was exciting.
Now, last night she was on Joy Behar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They taped. Yeah, they taped.
Gwen, do you want to talk about that?
Well, Kate, it was real short notice. Kaylin was called to go do the Joy Behar show yesterday. So she filmed that, and then she and Paul Carrick Brunson, her co-star on Lovetown USA, were both on Joy Behar, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to watch that. I know that it was on last night at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., and I'm just waiting for the link to come up so that we are able to go online and see it for ourselves. But she was there, you know, speaking about her experience with Lovetown and just how it has really changed her life. And I think what Carrie said is so true, you know, to have Oprah's rubber stamp on you is just really an honor. And I know that Kaylin is just very, very honored by the entire show and being able to be a part of something that could touch so many lives. And I think, you know, that's so important to Kaylin with her heart and her desire to make a difference in this world in a very loving way. You know, and when I think about love and what I've learned from Kaylin, as well as, you know, love is energy. It surrounds us everywhere. And how do we put that energy out ourselves and draw that in and give to others?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so powerful right there. I almost want you to repeat it. Can you again? Because energy is, you know, when you're talking, you know, people have energy around them. Everything that you do is energy, and it's either, it can be positive, it can be negative, it can be loving, it can be hateful, it can be spiteful, it can be angry, it can be a ton of different things. And to radiate love, and you can kind of tell by looking at her pictures, at Kaylin's pictures, that she radiates. I mean, she does. She's very pretty, but very peaceful.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, what I just shared with love being energy it's how do we as individuals put that love out there?
Yeah.
And that is something that's really vital and important to Kaylen, is that energy that we surround ourselves. And it's not just with our tone, our delivery. What does our body language look like? How are we treating others? How are others treating us? And how are we reacting to all of that? And if you can go back to being a little boy or a little girl and you walked into Grandma and Grandpa's house and you were able to experience what's called, and I learned this from Dr. Brenda Schaefer, is the big something. You knew that when you were in their presence that it was unconditional. They loved you no matter what. That energy was there. And when you're a child, you give it unconditionally. And you receive it pretty unconditionally. So it's love, that energy is the big something. And if we could have more of the big something in this world, in this time, with all the chaos that we have going on, all the drama that surrounds us, wouldn't it be a better place? And that's the message, I think, that Kaylen is really trying to get out there to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's nothing better than a person who has just tremendous love and compassion, and also within themselves, self-love and self-worth. It's powerful when you can put all of that together, and the energy that you put out is very loving, as opposed to really anything else. If your energy all the time is loving, you can almost hardly go wrong. You know what I mean? It's just it's a wonderful energy to put out. You know, I'm looking at your website again, and again, for those just joining us, it's thelovearchitects.com, and we were scheduled to speak with Kaylen Rosenberg today, but her airplane is just not cooperating with us. So we have two members of her love team with us talking in her honor, and I really actually don't think I'm going to delete this show. I think we're just going to do show two, and we'll just put the shows, we'll put your pictures up, and we'll put this show under you guys and a new show under her, and it'll all be fine in a week or two, and we'll be good at that. But I wanted to just show people, if you're looking on the website and you click on press, this isn't something that Kaylen has just done all of a sudden. This has been ongoing for years. This is a lot of hard work, a lot of Kaylen's energy, I'm sure a lot of your energy and so forth, and just about every major news outlet in the country has featured her in some sort. How busy has that been for you guys, and how have you grown? Because this is a business also.
Right. I'll speak to that. Maybe Gwen, you can add on. But, you know, it's interesting. We'll get a call from the Today Show, and she'll have to be gone for 2 days. And so our clients get pushed back. So they have to be somewhat flexible. But it's been a journey. You know, she really is the only love coach with this much press. It's unbelievable how much press she has. And the only matchmaker who's a relationship expert. So that's really exciting, too. I think a lot of people are getting on the bandwagon of, you know, life coaching and that sort of thing. But really to have studied under the most, one of the most world-renowned experts on love and relationships and addictions, Brenda Schaefer, and to get this certification through her, and then to bring it to families, singles, you know, marriages. It's really been incredible, and I think people are hungry for this message. And, you know, we have a lot of fun here, too, but it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of juggling. And again, you know, Kaylen's very creative, and she's very open to going where she needs to be. So our business is very dynamic, and our clients are our focus. We're a boutique firm, so people don't get lost in the shuffle. Kaylen has her clients. I have mine. I have a cohort, Jamie. She also works with me. So we care deeply for our clients. But when she has to go, she has to go. And it's really exciting for her to spread the message. And I think, you know, if you look at her, you can tell she's been a print model. She's very attractive. But there is this serene you know, thing about her, especially when she's with clients. I really haven't seen it where, you know, we have a client right now who has breast cancer and her boyfriend left her. And to see and feel that connection that Gwen talked about, that and to be in love and not be in fear, that's something that Kaylen does really well. She can be in love, because when you're in love, you can't be in fear. And so that's something I've really noticed, and I'm hoping the press picks up on that a little bit more. So it's been a journey, and it requires some flexibility, but we're really honored to have all of these the Huffington Post and Fox and Today and Good Morning America, and, you know, from small town magazines to, you know, to some of the biggest.
Yeah.
So it's
awesome.
Really, really fun.
Yeah,
Gwen, what do you have to say? Oh, sorry.
No, Gwen, were you gonna? Do you want to add to that? Because it seems like it's just been amazing, and we're so. I could hardly believe she said yes. You know, I was like, yay, she's coming on. You know, kind of thing. I was so excited,
right.
And I know everybody here at Best Ever You is just so grateful. You know, and we can't help planes and things like that. So, but we're very grateful for her time, and your time as well, being with us today, because it's huge for us, because this information. You're right. People are craving it, and our network is craving it as, you know, as one of the parts of your life to help you be your best.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, you're exactly right. It is. And, you know, I can speak. I'm the newest member to the firm. I joined the firm in May. So this is all really new and very exciting to me. I've known Kaylin for almost 3 years and have followed her and have watched the press that surrounds her. I'm working with publicists and managers and whatnot, kind of behind the scenes. That's what my role is. And I have such an admiration for what she does and her ability to, you know, pick up and go. And it's like Carrie said, you know, it's very dynamic here with our clients, because they also have to be very flexible. But they truly believe in Kaylin and really understand the process that she has in working with them. And she does make a difference in their lives. And so it makes it that much easier for them to say, oh, okay, no problem. Great, I can reschedule. And so that's really, you know, an amazing thing for me to see on the back end of it, how much her clients admire her and admire our love architects, Carrie and Janie, and it's just been a wonderful ride. And Elizabeth, I want to say thank you to you for having Carrie and I on. Like you said earlier, we had no idea that we were going to do this, and it is an honor to be able to speak on your show.
Well.
So thank you. Yeah,
it's fun. You know, we don't have the questions planned out, and we don't know what we're going to say, and we don't know what we're going to do, so we're winging it for an hour. And I think you guys have just done a wonderful job. I mean, she couldn't have better people speaking for her, and that's just so important. You know, when you're trying to do something like this as a business, I think it's very admirable that she's got a team of people that can just step in and be her almost. That's so neat.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. Well, we've learned a lot from her, and we continue to push and grow and learn from each other. So thank you so much for having us, and really appreciate getting the message out there. And for anybody who's listening that's going through a tough spot, you know what? This is a season of life, and there's hope, and there's help, and there's healing out there. People can change, and if we can just get out of ego and work to that change, we can really have love in our lives.
Yeah. Is there any kind of matchmaking or anything that you wouldn't recommend people do, or anything like that? Is there anything that people need to know or be leery about or worry about, or is there anything like that? Do you know what I mean? Is there?
Well, a couple things, yeah. A couple
things.
Does that
make sense? Because there's a lot of confusion out there. We just had this. In fact, I watched a video. Somebody went out and just merely tried to, I saw this video, and I don't know who it was, sorry, but it was this guy, and he, just a really nice guy, he went out and tried to figure out where the best dates came from. Was it the gym? Was it church? Was it work? Was it, you know, a restaurant? Where was it? And at the end of the thing, he really didn't have any great answers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you got to be open. You know, you got to, and I think you got to mix it up in your life. You got to try some new things. You got to, you know, if you want change, you got to be change. You know,
yeah.
If you want love, you got to be love. So if we're looking for love, look at yourself, look at things you want to do and grow. And I think, you know, when you start mixing up people in your circles and start mixing up your routine, you start meeting people and really being present to the moment, really making eye contact. We're so busy in this world. We're so fast. We're moving from one thing to the next. And I think that's where we get into trouble. The other thing, too, as far as, you know, being careful, a few different things. You know, I think, you know, you really need to do background checks. I mean, there are a lot of people who aren't who they say they are. There are a lot of people who aren't really divorced, sadly. You know, you can't just trust people. You got to, And for people who have assets, you got to really protect, you know, what's the person's motivation? Because there are people out there, unfortunately, who do a really good job at manipulating and using people. So we really want people to be careful. You want to trust people and you want to be open, but you've really got to really pay attention. And, you know, people are going to teach you who they are in every interaction, so you got to pay attention. And, we find that background checks are really important here, but there's a way for you to look up, and if you can get somebody's birth date, if you can, ask them to, do a background check for you, online dating, I would do it. I think it's important. The second thing is, and this is just on a much lighter note, but people are screwing things up all over the place by texting before you know someone. Rather than calling, people are texting. And we've had several examples here where it's just ruined things because, somebody will take something a certain way because they don't have the tone or it's a joke or it's an inflection. You just don't have enough information to be texting. Sometimes people are out and, maybe they'll have a couple of drinks and they'll start texting. So I think it's important when you don't know someone to communicate voice to voice. And I think that's how we really can get a connection going anyway. And, it's fine to say, hey, I'll be 5 minutes late. But sometimes we get in this pattern of texting versus calling. And then if the texts fall off, somebody can, presume that someone's not interested when really maybe they're just sick. And then someone shifts. And then, it really can ruin things. So technology can be, it can be a great thing, but it can be pose a lot of problems too.
Yeah.
So, just using common sense and really paying attention to the red flags. That would be my advice.
Like fake photos and
right, or old photos.
Old photos, fake photos. Here's a picture of me with my shirt off from 20 years ago, or whatever. That's funny. There's humor in all of this somewhere, too.
There is. Trust me, there are stories you would not believe.
But that's important, because part of all of this, is humor. If you can't, laugh at yourself and have fun during your day and things like that, it's going to be a long day. Let's say you have Mike. He's a client whoever, I don't know, any client that you have, let's take it that it's a guy. And you're trying to, are you trying to marry him off? Are you trying to find him a date? Are you trying to find him a girlfriend? What are you trying to do with that new client?
People come to us when they're in a place where they're intentional about finding somebody. Men don't really like the term soulmate sometimes, but we don't want to get too heavy, but really they want to find somebody that they can fall in love with and create a relationship and a life with. That's kind of where we meet people. We're not a dating service. If people want to date, they can go to some other, firms around town that specialize in first dates or lunches or whatever. But that's not really us. We're more about, again, getting to the bottom of who somebody is, being their partner, their coach. We're a connection. And we really expect people to fall in love, whether it's on their own or with us, within the year. I mean, that's our expectation. And we really challenge our clients. We do a home visit. We go love shopping. We go into their environment. We ask them to make a vision board. What are you moving toward? You got to think about it. What are you willing to do differently? What have you wanted to do that you haven't done? Let's do it. So again, movement and, really getting them focused on their goals and what they really want. And then, we don't let them get away with it when they try to sabotage, people tell a great story when they come in here initially, and I think, they may not even know they're getting hung up, but it can be being very perfectionistic or wanting something unreasonable. We want to really take a look at why is someone putting up blocks or why are they sabotaging and really call that out. And I think you can't tell someone that. You got to let them experience it. If somebody wants something that we're not so sure about, we'll give that a try, but it's not in our personal as long as it's healthy, happy, safe. But I think it's important that we really intuitively follow our gut about who somebody is and what's healthy for them, and then meet them where they are in the process of finding them love. So again, it's a partnership. It's built on trust, and it's basically we get feedback from people too. So you're going to find out how you're coming off. and what people have to say about you too. And sometimes we'll have, you know, shorter relationships, sometimes longer, where we'll just kind of be the coach, where maybe somebody gets triggered. Maybe maybe somebody's, you know, ex-wife, you know, maybe she's, you know, maybe she's, maybe she traveled, or maybe she traveled, you know, I'm like trying to come up with a good example, but maybe, maybe she traveled, maybe she cheated. Okay. So maybe this new relationship, maybe, maybe she takes a new job where she's traveling. Well, you know, some old stuff can come up. The human body is wired to record experiences and protect the heart. So, you know, hey, you know, she's not, you know, your ex-wife. This is
Got
a different
it.
Person, you know. Let's get to the bottom of this. Why are you pulling away? So it's really important, I think, you know, sometimes to call out what we see, you know, what might be, you know, standing in the way of someone getting what they really want.
Right, and right. and moving out of their own way even.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And where? Okay, so next question. This is another question we're getting here. Where do the women come from? You know, how do you match that person up? It's not like you're, you know, parading client around at the Mall of America center stage saying, okay, ladies, you know, here he is,
no.
let's bid
no.
on him or something. Yeah. How, what are you doing there so that you actually match him up realistically with somebody that he might perhaps fall in love with? Where are those people coming from?
Well, several places. We have a registry of people that are pre-qualified, and you can call our offices and be assessed and background checked, so you can be part of our database that we go to first on behalf of our clients. That's called our private registry, and we actually have a special right now for the next 2 weeks. We do work nationwide, and we match people, you know, where they are, but we also, you know, if we find a perfect match and it happens to be a couple states away, we're open to that. We see it work all the time. So, you know, I think it's important for people to be open. But the other thing, too, is, you know, we'll do searches. We'll go to Miami. We'll go to Los Angeles. We'll go to wherever our clients are, and we'll do a search using the press and getting out on the street. You know, we'll leave no stone unturned. And we talk to people. We're networkers. That's what we do. I call myself a networker for love. I'm always out there on LinkedIn. I'm who do you know, who do you know, who do you know. And I think it takes a special kind of person, but we really do have a good feeling about who our client is all the way around. And I think, you know, using our intuition and the way we've been trained, we can really, you know, sift through people. We're professional sifters.
Do you have any success stories that you can share with us, or is everything confidential? Do you have maybe one success story that you could tell us about?
Well, this is a really fun one. This is a fun one. So a couple of years ago, this sweetheart called in, and she's in the Florida Keys. And I'm an animal lover. She's an animal lover. She found us on the internet. I adored her right away. She worked at a rehab center for birds, and she was also helping at a shelter. So anyway, I just had a really soft spot for her in my heart, and she wanted to be in our database, our registry. So I interviewed her, and we matched her with someone, a really great guy, a hedge fund guy from New York. It didn't turn out to be a perfect match, but we brought her here to Minneapolis, and we just adored her. And lo and behold, a few months ago, we had a new elite client call from Southern Florida, and he is an amazing soul from an amazing family. He's so unusual, and right away, Kaylin and I looked at each other, and we thought about her. And so this H&L, they met, and they've been inseparable. So it's Aww. So fun to see how the puzzle pieces get connected and how we put together unique beings that really wouldn't have found each other on their own. And they turned out to be, you know, not even a couple hundred miles apart from each other. But I think that's a case where, you know, two souls are just so meant for each other. And I'm yep. It's the best feeling. It's like my passion as a matchmaker, a love architect, that
so
we
fun.
Get to do that. That's, you know, it's not being God, but it's really, it's putting two people together. That's, you know, something that God wants and loves, and it's love, and it's
Happy.
Just so exciting. So that's
yeah.
just really a charge.
You know, is every weekend of yours booked up in June going to weddings or what?
<I can't
laughs> weddings you guys must be going to.
Well, those are really fun, and we love getting the invitations, and we love, you know, the baby pictures are really fun too. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, what a beautiful feeling to know that you were part of, you know, somebody's meeting, family. You know, somebody that they were meant to be with and to have a family. And, you know, sure, it isn't all, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but, you know, getting together that with that person that's, you know, your soulmate that you can go through life and grow and change and be together and have your best friend. That's just, it's what it's all about.
Yep, it sure is. Gwen, did you want to add anything?
You know, the only thing that I would add on is, you know, again, I'm behind the scenes, and so I get to see all of these ladies at work, and I'm involved with what they're doing, and it is an amazing feeling to know that you have put these two unique individuals together and that they are really loving themselves first and foremost and, you know, really falling for each other and having that great connection and listening to the coaching advice that happens through our Love Architects and through Kaylin, who is our relationship expert. She is, you know, I think of Kaylin and I think she takes her own life experience, her knowledge, her own intuition and her training, and she utilizes it to the utmost to help these individuals as individuals and then as couples to just grow in love. It's an amazing process.
You know, I'm looking at your blog. It's called The Love Blog. And Carrie, I think you helped write this one. It's the road blocking one. And I've heard you say roadblock a few times during this this call. And I was wondering if you could touch on helping people get out of their own way here, because you know you hear it. You even hear it from your friends. Oh, I meet the same guy over and over, and they always do this. Or I'm too busy.
Right.
Or I'm focusing on my career. Or yeah,
right.
I have a friend I walk with, and she's divorced, and she's like, I meet people, and they have little kids, or I meet people, and they're too young, and I meet, you know, just blah, 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 every excuse known to mankind, but getting out of their own way. Can you talk about that a little bit? And I just want to give you both a cue on time. I've opened up a can of worms with 4 minutes left to go. So 4 minutes, unroadblock us, go.
Okay, well, first of all, it's pretty universal. When we get hurt or we go through something, you know, we want to protect ourselves. And I guess, you know, it's a safe place to be. And I know it's hard to date, and I know it's hard out there and to find good people. But I think really it's, again, you know, figuring out how are you treating yourself, what do you really feel about the world, and then changing your message if it's not serving you. Again, I think what we think about, we bring about, and it sounds like such a cliche again, but it's really important to have a positive attitude and to really love yourself, get into a place where you're feeling good about yourself, and then you know, changing up your situations. One question we asked during the assessment is, you know, are there any patterns? Do you have any patterns in relationships? And people will kind of look and think and, well, sure, you know, I'm attracted to needy women, or I'm attracted to jealous men. Where does that come from? So what happens, I think, again, we're all hardwired based on our experiences. So maybe it was a parent, or maybe it was an early love experiences, but, you know, the body likes to be comfortable, what it knows. So it will seek out relationships that are comfortable. And they might not be healthy. So I think we need to really focus on changing that up so that we're saying, you know what, I've been down that road. I know what's behind that door. I'm not going there again. I've got to change this. And really being aware of where we get stuck and then, you know, taking another route. I think that is the main thing. And, you know, again, in order to do that, you got to look at maybe some things that aren't super comfortable and do it with a coach, do it with us, do it with somebody, do it with a pastor. But I think it's important to just take stock and, you know, what are the core beliefs about yourself that you got from your childhood, or, you know, what are the core beliefs you got from your husband, or, you know, your first serious boyfriend. And, you know, sometimes we get in relationships where it's a slippery slope and we become not ourselves, and we're taught something that's not true about ourselves. So I think we really need to just pay attention to patterns and then really be intentional about moving another direction. And again, people say that change, you know, is impossible. Change is absolutely possible, and we just need to be mindful and accountable to that change.
And there's no real quick fix.
No.
No.
You know, one thing that I would add on to that, what Carrie is saying, is it's so easy to get out there and find what's familiar. So what you have to do is live your change, be your change, and pay attention when it feels familiar. Really dive into yourself and pay attention. Why does this feel familiar? And look at your own gut intuition. What is your intuition telling you? And learn from it. That teacher comes along, shows us the lesson, and we better learn from the lesson.
Yeah, and it's almost
otherwise the teacher's going to show up again.
Yeah, exactly, yep. And that's a great life lesson right there. With just a few seconds to go here, that's a great life lesson. Listen to this on replay maybe and hear that again, because with anything, whether it's finances, love, clothing, beauty, whatever, that's a great thing. If you're going to change, you've got to actually change. Change something.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Well, I want to thank you both. This actually has turned out to be one of my favorite shows I've done, and we're at show 170-something. So very cool to meet you guys. And,
I love
having you on. I hope you guys come on again, and when we have Kaylin, we'll have the four of us on or something fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and please visit thelovearchitects.com. And we'll see you Monday with Reed Tracy from Hay House and Tuesday with Frank Stallone. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.
Find you, find
Thanks
love.
For listening to the Best Ever You show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.